Chapter 19, Apologies. There were 227 green tile squares on the hallway floor between the cafeteria and the school office. Dave counted each one to keep from thinking about what was going to happen next, but he thought about it anyway. Mrs. Chaplin pointed at the principal's door. "Go right in." Dave knocked. He knew he didn't have to, but it bought him another 2 seconds of delay. Mrs. Hyatt said, "Come in." And Dave thought, at least she's not using her bullhorn. He opened the door, and she was standing with her back to him, looking out the windows into the school courtyard. Dave blurted out, "I'm sorry." And he said that because he knew he shouldn't have yelled at the principal, even if he had been right, which he was. He still believed he was. He also apologized because he hoped it might help save his life. Mrs. Hyatt turned around, and Dave was shocked to see the look on her face, because she wasn't mad. She almost looked like she had been crying, and her nose was pink. She shook her head. "That's why I sent for you, so I could say that. I'm the one who got angry, and I yelled first, and I set a terrible example, so I hope you'll forgive me." Dave couldn't remember the last time a grown-up had apologized to him. And to have the principal saying she was sorry? Well, he could barely manage a nod at her. She nodded back and then paused and said, "So what are we going to do about this situation?" "Not sure," Dave said. She frowned. "Please, you can talk freely in here. None of your friends can hear us." Dave shook his head. "Honor system." Mrs. Hyatt's eyebrows went up. "Oh, of course. Very admirable. Well, maybe you can answer some questions for me, just to get started." Dave said, "Sure. First of all, how did all this get going? Who started it?" Dave smiled. "Mahatma Gandhi." "Pardon me," Mrs. Hyatt said. Dave said, "He stopped talking." The principal said, "And someone wanted to try that here. At school, right?" Dave nodded and pointed at himself. "All my fault." "I see," she said. "How did you learn about Gandhi?" He said, "Social studies report." "And why did he stop talking?" Dave shrugged. "To think more." "But you're not keeping silent. Not totally. Why?" Dave thought a moment and then said, "Respect. For school," which he knew was going to make him sound like a goody-goody, but it was true. He and his friends weren't trying to shut down the school, not at all. Mrs. Hyatt nodded slowly and said, "Oh." She seemed to be out of questions, and during that 3 or 4 seconds of silence, an idea jumped into Dave's mind, but he pushed it out. It was too outrageous. But the idea bounced back into his head, and this time Dave just blurted it out. "Want to join?" Mrs. Hyatt bunched her eyebrows together. "What do you mean?" "Join. Stop talking." She looked at Dave as if he had told her to put on a grass skirt and dance the hula on the roof of a school bus. "Don't be silly. I'm the principal. Do you have any idea how many people I have to speak to every single day?" Dave pointed at a notepad on her desk. "May I?" She nodded, and he wrote, "You can say only 3 words in a row, and only if a teacher or grown-up talks to you first. Except you can talk to a kid first, because you're sort of a teacher. And no talking at all outside of school, honor system. And the whole thing's almost over anyway, just until tomorrow." Then Dave smiled up at her and said, "It's interesting." Mrs. Hyatt shook her head. "I could never..." Dave put his hand up like a traffic officer. "There! Stop! 3! Mrs. Hyatt smiled, and it wasn't a principal smile. Dave could tell. She was smiling a real person smile. She smiled because she realized Dave had offered her something important. Just 5 minutes earlier, she acted like a monster. But she wasn't, not really. Still, she had behaved terribly. Everyone in the cafeteria knew that, kids and grown-ups both, and news like that spreads quickly. So somehow she needed to remind everyone that she wasn't a monster, fast. And Dave had just offered her a way to become human again, because it's a well-known fact that monsters do not have a sense of humor. She tore Dave's sheet off the notepad, bent over the desk, and did some writing of her own. She stepped quickly into the office and handed Mrs. Chaplin the paper. The secretary read it over and said, "And I should." The principal held up one finger and said, "Type." Then she held up two fingers and said, "Duplicate." And then she held up three fingers and said, "Distribute." And Mrs. Chaplin says, "Got it." Then, turning to Dave, the principal said, "Ready, set, go." Dave's head was spinning, but he managed to say, "Where?" She was already out the office door, and over her shoulder, Mrs. Hyatt said, "To the cafeteria."